The story happened about a decade ago when I was in my mid-20s. I lived alone in a quiet residential area, just outside the city of where the club district was. Moving out of my parents' house and becoming independent forced me to live a more mature lifestyle, as adulthood settled in at a fairly young age. Considering this story occurred in the mid-2000s, finding a companion was a lot more difficult than today's modern day, as the lack of apps such as Tinder was non-existent at the time. I felt like I'd completely lost my social skills due to my odd obsession with gore videos. I'd been completely hooked with such content since my high school days, as the exhilarating thrill always satisfied my adrenaline junkie cravings. No matter how many females I would approach throughout the months, it would always seem like they had a radar for my nervous demeanor and odd interests. I remember one Friday shift, one of my coworkers recommended that I check out this local gentleman's club that hosted fairly decent-looking girls. Bro, I don't want to go somewhere that's rated 2 stars.
Well, if you ever want your engine running again, then you better take it for a test drive.
In English, please?
Dude, if you ever want to gain your confidence back, then it's best that you go out and meet hot chicks there.
I guess, but I don't...
Dude, don't worry. You'll get your money's worth.
A couple hours later, the evening had finally settled in, and it was time to hit up that gentleman's club that my coworker insisted I check out. I remember wisely taking a cab, just because I knew the state I was going to be in from all the drinks I planned on hammering down there. As I settled into the premises, I remember chugging at least several beers while casually surveying my surroundings, or should I say, the array of beautiful women around me.
So mesmerizing. Okay, must not simp.
I can recall spending the remainder of the wad of cash I brought with me on the various dancers that caught my eye. Let's just say I got my money's worth, just as my coworker had predicted. I eventually headed out and remembered trying to flag down a nearby taxi when I noticed an attractive female sitting curbside by herself. I noticed she had a leg brace on with crutches right next to her, which gave me the idea to pursue a conversation and possibly pick her up.
I guess having an injured leg doesn't stop you from partying, does it?
Not at all. Especially when I get to spontaneously meet guys like you.
Oh... What's your name?
You can call me Bunny. That's what my friends call me.
Okay, Bunny. Do you wanna...
Your name, please?
You can call me Zaddy. Bob.
Okay, Bob. Are you looking for a good time?
Hell yeah, girl.
Well, you should come over to my place then.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna show you why my ex used to call me the Punisher.
That's when I blink, only to find myself taking a cab on the way to the Bunny's house. The car ride was quite the faint memory, as my vision wasn't so vivid from the amount of drinks I had consumed at the bar. I could recall getting out of the cab and observing the rather odd appearance of the Bunny's home. I noticed right off the bat that the house was in a secluded area where the forest preserve was. I found it quite sketchy that the windows were boarded up, almost like it was an abandoned house in the middle of nowhere. As we made our way inside, I could recall the house having an unpleasant stench, almost like the house hadn't been cleaned in weeks, or months for that matter. I remember finding myself laying on the bed of what I assumed was the Bunny's bedroom. Compared to the rest of the house, the bedroom looked pretty well kept, so if anything was to go down between us, it would make me feel more comfortable, to say the least. That's when I noticed the Bunny holding a large Bugs Bunny mask while looking at me with an unpropitious smile, almost like she was intentionally trying to creep me out.
Meet Bunny.
Wait, what?
I said, meet Bunny.
What in the hell are you talking about?
Nyeh. What's up, Doc?
You're starting to creep me out.
Don't be scared, Bob. It's just a mask.
Okay.
Here, Why don't you take a nap and wake up in an hour, okay?
I remember closing my eyes and slowly beginning to fade into the realm of darkness, as my intoxicated state had completely shunned my vision. This is when the story gets a little more disturbing. I miraculously awakened from my so-called power nap, only to hear the bunny humming an unsettling melody in the washroom. I also noticed a blinking red dot on the ceiling in front of me. As my eyes slowly began to adjust, I realized that it was a camcorder secretly recording me while I was passed out the entire time. I also noticed the bunny's crutches were on the floor, right next to the entrance of the washroom. I found it was quite strange that she had completely abandoned the crutches, due to the fact that it was used to aid her walking the entire time. As I approached the washroom, I could see the bunny effortlessly standing in front of the mirror, without the leg brace, wearing the same Bugs Bunny mask she had showcased earlier. She also held a huge sledgehammer close to her face, while creepily gazing into the mirror, as if she was admiring her attire. I cautiously made my way outside of the bedroom while making sure I grabbed the camcorder that was just recording me. As I made my way out the front door, I couldn't bother with my shoes, as I felt every second was crucial for my survival. I eventually caught a cab and successfully made it home, miraculously alive and unscathed. I decided to open the camcorder and play back the most recent footage recorded. I could see myself laying on the bed passed out drunk, while the bunny was most likely in the washroom. As I explored more of the footage on the camcorder, I began to notice a similar pattern with several other males being secretly recorded in their sleep. What makes the story more disturbing was the bullet I dodged by leaving the house. I remember seeing the bunny approach each male in a similar fashion, while holding the same sledgehammer and wearing the same Bugs Bunny mask I had seen her wear in our encounter. What she did next to these men was something that made me no longer interested in gore videos, as I wouldn't wish this upon my worst enemy.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I've gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Ah! Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.